Hello there. Thanks for joining me today on the podcast as we talk about married. You know, the time frame between Thanksgiving and Valentine's Day is always known as the time when engagements take place. At least 40% of engagements take place during that particular time frame. The time when couples begin to think seriously regarding the marital proposal. So that's a time frame. That's a spot in time for most couples to make a decision and to make a certain action take place on the basis of a decision. So what about what follows after that? What makes a good marriage? What are the conditions that make up a good marriage and a positive marriage? And what are the conditions which contribute to a divorce? And what's the best chance that a couple has to marry and make it a successful marriage? Well, we're going to look at an article that was written by Dr. Wilcox, who is the director of National Marriage Project at the University of Virginia and a senior fellow of the Institute of Family Studies. So this is the area that he focuses his research attention. So what's the bottom line? We're going to take a look at some of the factors here, but what's the bottom line that Dr. Wilcox comes up with at the end of his article? He says this: if you're a young woman thinking about getting married but worried about divorce, he says his research shows and suggests that you need not wait until you're 30, so long as you found a good partner and don't move in with anyone until your wedding day. That's the bottom line. So you can marry before 30, and it's wise perhaps to marry before 30, but don't live together. No cohabitation. That's deadly. That's divorce production. So let's take a look at really what he unfolds in this particular article. He says, if you're thinking about if you're going to marry, you're not going to marry until you're 30. You know, that's kind of a fairly common experience today. People wait until they're 30, which means they've graduated from university. They've established a career. The spouse has graduated from university, established a career. So they're both now in a position of positive financial stability. And they're at an age of making a good choice, and they're ready to be a good spouse. That's fairly typical today. The average age for the first marriage is now 29 for women and 30 for men. So you can see that the average couple today is approximately 30 years of age in getting married. Now, when it comes to divorce, his research says this: it's best to wait until about 30 to be married. And at the University of Utah, a psychologist researcher found that women who got married too early, that is in their early to mid-20s, were more likely to break up than their peers who married close to age 30. So today, a young couple is at risk for divorce if you get married when you're in the 22, 23, 24, 25, which is what it was historically. Bernice and I were married at age 23. So that was fairly common. But today, 29 to 30 is the more common date. Now, what the researcher did was to survey some 50,000 women, and they found that there was a group of women for whom marriage before 30 is not risky, which is an interesting point, because generally speaking, the research has shown if you marry early, it's risky for divorce. But the exception was, he found this, that women who married before 30 without ever cohabitating prior to the marriage had the lowest rate of divorce. In contrast, he says this: 70% of women in our sample who cohabitated with one or more partners prior to marriage was linked to a lower rate of divorce. By contrast, for the approximately 70% of women in our sample, he said, who cohabitated with one or more partners prior to marriage, the conventional wisdom held for them waiting until around 30 was linked to a lower rate of divorce. So this is an interesting experience, you know, for people. There is merit to waiting, especially when considering marriage before age 20. So early ages are not to be encouraged. Middle age in the 20, 22, 23, 24, is not particularly to be encouraged unless the couple did not cohabitate. Now, what about this idea about cohabitation in itself? It's risky. So what's the story about that? A growing body of research, he indicates, that Americans who live together before marriage are less likely to be happily married and more likely to land in divorce court. He said this: In looking at the marital history of thousands of women across the U.S., they found that the women who cohabitated were 15% more likely to get divorced. In a study of Stanford University in California, their study indicates that a risk is especially high for women who cohabitate with someone before they actually marry. They were more than twice as likely to end up in divorce court. Cohabitation is not what it's cracked up to be, and it's not the answer to live together to see how well we're going to do. And in fact, it generates kind of a mentality, and this is what the research goes on to say, generates a mentality that says this: if you break up, living together and break up, live together and break up, live together and break up. The more you do that, the more you learn how to break up. The more you learn how to not solve problems. The more you learn how to walk away from problems rather than to solve them. The more you learn to keep a distance, an emotional distance, to be protective, to be on guard, so to speak. That's what cohabitation does to an individual. Not to be encouraged. Further, they go on to say that people who cohabitate have a much greater tendency to compare one partner with another partner. And if they had two or three partners, they can compare. So when they get married, they're always comparing their spouse with their previous partners. And when you compare, you're always looking for fault. You're always looking for inadequacies. And then you're going to base your marriage on kind of a inadequate relationship, at least perceived inadequate relationship. So cohabitation, high level of divorce. Don't cohabitate, lower level of divorce. If you wait until you're 30, more likely to be successful. If you marry early, less likely to be successful. So he ends up with this particular conclusion, which I started out with. If you're a young woman thinking about getting married but worried about divorce, his research suggests that you need not wait until you're 30, so long as you found the right and the good partner, and don't move in together until after your wedding. That's the cue. That's the formula, so to speak, of the most likely married to succeed and not end up in a divorce court. Contrary to popular opinion, contrary to conventional wisdom, many, many people have said, live together and try it out. See how you do together. Well, when the going gets tough and you walk away, you learn to walk away. And you learn not to solve problems. You learn not to be committed. You learn not to let your commitment lead you into a resolution relationship, where problems come, but you resolve. Problems come and you resolve. Problems come and you resolve. That's a resolution relationship. That's what you want. Cohabitation does not encourage that. Cohabitation encourages a mindset to back off, to create distance, to tolerate, to go along with, and then eventually walk away. Not a good way to have commitment. Not a good way to have a bonded relationship. So you want a bonded relationship. You want a resolution based relationship. Well, there you are. Thanks for joining me in the podcast today, and I wish you well. Those of you that are looking at marriage and looking at the potential for marriage as you move forward. And if you're in a relationship that's now considering marriage, weigh these factors. Very important.